Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement.
Right, memories.
As the moon locks to memories.
720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in for Steve Cochran this morning. Jen DeSalvo here, Dave Bennett, as well as Steve Grzanich. Cats is doing the touring engagement of Cats is at the Nederlander Theater through August 4th. This unbelievable musical, Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, has been seen by over 73 million people. This is one of the most successful Broadway shows in Broadway history, and it is on stage in Chicago, revamped in a way because there's new choreography, there's new lighting design, there's new sound, and of course the same story that everybody knows so well. Cats, Lexi Plath, that plays, am I getting it right, Bamba Larina? Did I get it right? There we go. Lexi is actually has roots in Chicago. She grew up here, Elmhurst and in Libertyville, and she's my guest in studio this morning. Lexi, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get what did you know about Cats? As someone who's in Broadway and as an actress, what did you know about the musical before you got involved?
Well, it was the first show I ever saw when I was 7, I think. I saw the touring production in Milwaukee, and I was completely enamored by it. It was like my first experience in a real theater, and I grew up with the VHS tape of the London recording. Pretty sure I wore out that tape. So it was kind of my first experience in musical theater, and I guess pretty much inspired my whole career from that point on.
What is for you to be in the show and to have such a large role with that as your background? What is that like to be such a fan of it and then be on stage in front of it?
Yeah, it's pretty magical. There are moments when I'm on stage where I'm like, I can't believe this is my life. But yeah, it's pretty much a dream come true, which sounds cliche, but it really is.
So for you, let's get into your career, because you know, in reading your bio, you talk about at such a young age getting involved in theatrical arts, whether it be tap or dance or theater. But this has been a lifelong pursuit for you. So at an early age in the Chicago area, you're taking tap classes. You're starting to recognize that you have an interest in the arts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my grandma owns a dance studio in the Wisconsin area, so my parents were always commuting back and forth between Chicago and the Milwaukee suburbs to that studio. So I kind of grew up in the arts. My mom's a dance teacher. Both my sisters are in dance. So kind of started off as a dancer and then always loved to sing, which my mom didn't know what to do with because she's just a dancer. And so they got me into voice lessons and kind of just started to develop a passion for all three: dancing, singing, and acting. Did my first musical in high school, which was Cats, ironically.
It's a whole Cats
played
thing
the same
going on
role there. I'm yeah, playing
wow.
now. So
wow.
I was like, yeah, kind of
serendipitous.
How many Broadway actresses can say that? They had the chance, they did the high school musical, and now they're in the actual production.
Yeah, it was
That's crazy.
Kind of full circle.
Yeah.
But then I was in my high school's Broadway company, so I did a bunch of musicals through them, and then I went to college at Western Michigan, where I majored in musical theater. And then from there, we did a showcase for a bunch of agents in New York and casting directors. And from that, I booked my first tour, which was Anything Goes. And then it just kind of took off from there.
There's always, when you talk about, you know, even going to college for musical theater, there's a moment when you stop being a kid and you become an adult and you stop being an amateur and you become a professional.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot in that soup, right? There's a lot that can happen at that point.
Yeah.
With all the adversity and everything that goes into trying to transition into a professional career, was it difficult? Was it challenging? Or was it just sort of easy for you to jump into being a professional?
I mean, I've been very fortunate. It was a pretty easy transition for me. I did a couple professional theater jobs while I was in college over the summers. So that helped me learn about the business, first off. And also, I learned so much from my directors. A lot of them, I worked at Timberlake Playhouse in Mount Carroll, Illinois for 2 summers. So a lot of the directors there are Chicago-based, and I learned so much from my fellow actors there. And I think everything I learned about the business side of theater, I learned through doing that summer stock experience in college.
That's great to hear. Yeah,
so then using that knowledge that I gained from that and from school, obviously, it just kind of seemed easy to move over and Yeah.
I love it. Lexi Plath, she plays Bambalarina in the show Cats, which is at the Niederlander Theater right here at Randolph and State Street. It's running through August 4th. Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll come back. We'll continue the conversation with Lexi here on The Cochran Show.
Back to The Steve Cochran Show.
Talking about Cats here on The Steve Cochran Show. Lexi Plath in studio. She plays Bambalarina in the touring production of Cats, which is at the Niederlander Theater, running through August 4th. I have to say, it's fun because I have not seen Cats. I've never seen the show. But everybody knows the interaction part of it, the interactive part where they jump in. And Dave was just talking in the break.
Not everybody knows it when they go into the theater. At least I didn't. And I saw it years ago, I think, when it first played in Chicago. And, I mean, this was like pre-Broadway in Chicago. It was a touring company, I think. And it was here for a long time. But I had seats
like close
right
to the
on
stage.
The aisle, near the stage. I was right on the aisle.
You're in the prime zone.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I feel something on my leg. And I look, and there's a cat. And I had no idea that was going to happen.
Do you see, I mean, at this point, 73 million people have seen the show, but when, you know, are there still audience members that are surprised by...
Oh, yeah, we get screamers all the time. Yeah, we'll be running down the aisle, and little people will jump, they'll scream, and then everyone starts laughing in the whole audience. It's great.
I just want to know, and I did not scream, but okay. I was surprised.
We only have like 2 minutes left, but for this, when I say it's Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it is the original production, but there are a lot of revamped parts of this, new lighting, new sound. Is it the same Cats that Dave saw years ago in Chicago?
It is and it's not. We have a lot of new choreography from Andy Blankenbuehler, who's kind of revamped the show for a modern audience. So it kind of has updated the 80s-ness of it a little bit. But every iconic move that you remember is still there. Yeah, the story is the same. The music is the same. Just kind of refreshed a little bit.
And so my final question for you, just as someone who grew up in the Chicago area and had such a life of reflecting or a life consuming Cats, mm-hmm. to be in it in Chicago, because this is a tour and you've been in many different cities now, what's it mean to you as a professional actress to have the opportunity to do Cats right here in downtown Chicago?
It's awesome. I'm pretty sure I have someone coming to like every single show, which is just... great, and also exhausting, but great. Yeah, it's pretty magical. I mean, yeah, my whole family is coming several times, so it's just nice to be close to home and be able to bring it back here.
Well, the show is at the Niederlander Theater. It's running through August 4th. Lexi Plath, who grew up in the Chicago area, it plays Bambalarina in the show Cats, which is, like I said, Niederlander Theater at Randolph and State, running through August 4th. Lexi, thanks for coming in studio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And good luck with the run, and of course, not just here, but in the cities that you go to after this run. Cats, of course, downtown Chicago this summer.